kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. Let me tell you a little bit about Coffee and Capitalism Radio. We deliver exclusive interviews every single week. From independent thinkers to CEOs to mentors and community builders, Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in ideas, innovation, and inspiration. We are all about making money and giving back. Let me tell you about who's on today's program. Dan Parker, the owner of AnyLab Test Now. You're going to want to stick around for this one. We're talking about drug testing in the workplace, specifically hair follicle drug testing. Plus, Ian Vasey, president and CEO of Corpus Christi Economic Development Corporation. They have a $10 billion ExxonMobil ethylene facility being constructed there. We're going to talk about the impact that has on the construction industry throughout the region. Plus, Small Business USA, Chris Boswell, the CEO and co-founder of EcoStem Energy Solutions, just got back from Argentina and South America and explains why the global business model is going to be relevant in today's local economy over the next several years. Plus, Jim Sabby from Pfeiffer Auction and Realty talks about how local bars and fish fries work together during pheasant season. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, we talk with Dan Parker with AnyLab Test Now.
How about the hair follicle? I've got a couple interesting stories. One is when I was interviewing a gal out in the Bakken in 2012, she made a comment because I asked about bald heads because there was a lot of bald head people out there. And she just said, you know, we just start going south till we find some body hair.
Yeah.
And that was a good chuckle there. And then that we talked about how, now remember when Britney Spears shaved her head and did everything? We kind of thought maybe that was because she was going into, you know, some sort of court-ordered drug thing. And so talk to me about the hair follicle a little bit.
Hair follicle is, it's more accurate because it goes back farther. Standard industry is 90 days, but I do have a lab that will go back as far as long as the hair. Usually it's every half inch for 30 days. So if you have 3 inches of hair, you can go back 6 months. The industry standard is 90 days because that's what people are looking for is the last 90 days. So you need an inch and a half of hair. You could do an inch, but then you're only going back 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, we're cutting the hair, not pulling it by the root. So basically the last 7 to 10 days won't get counted because where we're cutting, from the root to where we cut would be about 7 to 10 days. So you would go back, let's say you had an inch and a half of hair, you'd go back 30, or you go back 90 days from 10 days ago. If you pulled it right from the root, yeah, then you would be immediate, but we don't want that kind of pain. And it's not like TV where you just need one or two. We usually do a thickness of a pen, usually anywhere from 100, 150 strands. Sounds like a lot, it really isn't. And we'll take it from all different parts of the head. That way, you don't have bald spots. Some people, you know, if they have very little hair, there's nothing you can do about it. But especially for women who have, like, you know, 8, 9, 10 inches of hair, no problem. It's easy because they're usually they're only checking the first, you know, inch and a half. After that, it's all, you know, waste. But very common, about three times the price, 3 to 4 times the price of urine testing. But it does go back, and you can't really fake that one. You can't just say, you can't bring in someone else's hair, because we're the ones cutting it. It's all in our possession. It's very hard. I've never heard of anyone, you know, trying to fake a hair test. There are things on the internet where you can bleach your hair, and sometimes they say that works. Well, if you bleach your hair enough to cause problems with the follicle, your head is pretty scalped and crusty, and it's pretty obvious what you've been doing. When they test the hair, they don't just test the outside. They actually tear the outside off and test the follicle nuclei inside the hair. So it's very, very difficult to get to that unless you're actually tearing it open. It's very complex testing.
And how about like us? We don't have very long hair.
Mm-mm.
I mean, so
We're the ones that have issues. I could probably get an inch and a half off of you. Off of me, it'd be pretty difficult.
You can take it in the back, you got a little.
Yep, and you have to kind of talk. You kind of work with the employer, because some employers don't realize that you need so much. They just know about hair testing.
Sure.
They don't realize that you need a certain amount of hair. To make the test legitimate, you want to go at least an inch and a half.
So would they take from the arm then?
Yep, we've taken from the arm. The armpit is real popular.
Oh.
Armpit usually, and it depends on the makeup of the person. People who shave their bodies, not a lot we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Some nationalities, sometimes they don't grow hair as fast.
Swimmers,
people from Africa, very slow hair growth. And culture, people, different cultures will shave their head. There's just a lot of different things you have to look in at hair testing, and you'd hate to have somebody not get a job just because their body just doesn't grow hair.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Parker, the owner of Any Lab Test Now, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Hauls now hiring. Experienced crane operators, riggers, and heavy haul drivers with CDL. You'll be working with the most advanced high-tech equipment in the industry under stringent safety guidelines. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul offers an extremely competitive wage along with a fabulous benefit package including health, dental, vision, and 401k. To apply, call 701-364-3688 or 701-552-2715 or stop by our Dickinson headquarters in North Dickinson. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, an equal opportunity employer.
For one night only, the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue is coming to town. Friday, June 16th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Come one, come all. For this year's big event, it's Under the Big Top at the Bakken Barbecue. Tickets are only $15. Children 8 and under are in for free. Enjoy spectacular food, live music, and games. It's open to the public, alcohol beverages provided by Maverick Saloon, and this year's event will benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue for one night only, Friday, June 16th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's Friday, June 16th for the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue.